Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news. Hi, I'm Bob Price, and next at noon, a conversation with Steve Clark. He's director of the Delta Lake Bible Conference Center in Rome, New York. He's also coordinating the 6th annual Night to Shine event Friday evening, February 7th. It's a prom for people with special needs, and Steve Clark says it's an honor for him to take part. Here's some of our conversation.
750 churches all over the world are going to be hosting this Night to Shine event sponsored by the Tim Tebow Foundation, including your home church and the camp where you are the director. For those who don't know, what is Night to Shine, Steve, and what makes it so special?
Sure. Night to Shine is one of the worldwide initiatives of the Tim Tebow Foundation. It is a prom night for serving folks with developmental disabilities, special needs, and it's an opportunity to give them a night where they are lavished on, they're loved on, and just the whole night is all about them.
Yeah. And why, you've done this 5 years, why do you make it a priority every year to partner with the Tim Tebow Foundation, Steve?
Yeah, here at Delta Lake, one of our main programs that we operate is called Haven Camps, which are camps for folks with developmental disabilities. And so this really was a natural fit for us and an opportunity to be involved in a different kind of program, not a camp program. This is a prom night, but an opportunity to reach out to folks here in our area and just do something very special for them. And it's been a great way for us to involve the community. A lot of the local Rome community and even this whole Mohawk Valley doesn't necessarily relate to the camp or doesn't get involved a lot necessarily with the camp, but this is an opportunity for an event that they can jump into. And I tell you, it is something that the entire community has been involved in. It's not something that we certainly could have ever done on our own. It's something that takes a lot of people, a lot of support, and a lot of volunteers.
Yeah, from the hairstylist to the limo drivers, I mean, you don't spare a single expense in putting on this prom night. Walk us through a little bit what these special needs people will experience on this prom night.
Yeah, Bob, it starts right from the beginning. When they arrive, they walk into cheering paparazzi that welcomes them. They get checked in for the night, and they have opportunities then to go and have their hair and their makeup done. There's people there to do fingernail polish. We've got a station set up for the guys to get their shoe shined. And once all of that takes place, they'll kind of turn the corner, and there is a station set up for them where they're going to all get a corsage, and then they're going to be crowned king or queen of the prom. And again, people cheering for them, people loving on them, and this year, that's going to take place at Resurrection Life Church. And from there, they'll get on a limo and ride a mile down the road to Mohawk Valley Community College. And once they go into the school, there will be a red carpet where each of them will have their name called out as they enter the prom. And from then on, it's what you would expect of a prom: music, dancing, food, and just a lot of fun.
Wow. And you're one of 750 churches in all 50 states and 26 countries that is doing this. And what's really cool is this is happening simultaneously at all these different sites on Friday, February 7th. So while you're hosting this event, there's 750 other churches all over the world doing the same thing.
Yeah, it's just great to think about. Yeah, just to think that, whether it's at different spots throughout New York State, the Northeast, all through the 50 states here in the United States, and then again around the world, to see the way it's grown has been amazing.
Yeah. What keeps you motivated to do this? I can't imagine the logistics in trying to pull this off and making sure that every I is dotted and every T is crossed. What keeps you coming back every year, Steve?
It's funny. I do joke with people. I say, it is harder to run this one night than it is to run multiple weeks of camp in the summer, because that's what we do. This is not our normal. But to see the look on their faces, the excitement that they have, it's not hard to get excited and to just get fully on board with putting this event together. All the hours and such that we put into it are fully worth it when we get to the end of the night, and just to see the amount of people, and honestly, to see the members of the community that come out and maybe for the first time have had an opportunity to really serve or help people with special needs. It's just amazing to see it. And, you know, I can tell you, you know, one of the funny stories that we've seen that just shows how important this is for the individuals that come is now on this red carpet, we have an MC that's there and he just says, hey, welcome John to the prom tonight. And it'll be funny when you'll see John come back 3 and 4 times because it's not often that he gets his name called out to a room of people cheering for him. And so many of our kings and queens come back again and again simply to walk that red carpet to experience what all of us would like to experience, and that's having people cheer for us.
Yeah. This is going on Friday night, simultaneously 750 different partners all over the world and in all 50 states. Friday night, February 7th, Night to Shine. Steve Clark, thank you so much. If folks want more information about this, is it too late to get involved? How should they get in touch with you?
Sure. No, it's not too late to get involved. If they go right to our website, just deltalake.org, right on our homepage, there's a link to more information about our Night to Shine event. Obviously, if you go to the Tim Tebow Foundation and their website, there's tons of information about Night to Shine. There's definitely still time to get plugged in and get involved in this great event.
That is Steve Clark. He's the director of the Delta Lake Bible Conference Center in Rome, New York. Again, check out deltalake.org for more information on Night to Shine. I'm Bob Price, and this is the Noon Report on Family Life.